Welcome to the Spicy Self-Trust Meditation. Tune out the bullshit and tap into your true inner confidence. By the end of this meditation, you are going to feel energized, motivated, inspired, and confident as fuck, okay? For this meditation, I want you either standing straight up or laying straight down on the floor, okay? We're gonna be moving a bit, so I don't want you like cross-legged or in a chair necessarily, because we want that spicy energy to be moving through you as a single column channel, okay? So in this totally straight up position, I want you to notice your breathing. Notice the temperature of the room. Notice your titties in your bra or your shirt. Notice your coochie in your undies. We're creating that column, that channel. Maybe take a deep breath or two and shake out your shoulders, your wrists, and your ankles, okay? This is called the Spicy Self-Trust Meditation because I want you fired the fuck up, okay? So I know you've already read my book, Confident AF, How to Stop Overthinking, Embrace Your Vision, and Live Your Hashtag Sorry Not Sorry Life. But I want to remind you that confidence and self-trust are not something you have to earn or get or achieve in order to have. That is a bullshit lie that has been sold to us as women, and you are beyond ready to break that, okay? Start to move your body if it feels good, if you're getting a little activated, all right? So the truth is that your confidence and self-trust are something you're born with. It has never left the confines of your body. It's never left you. And in fact, you can tap into it at any time. You don't need anything else outside of you, okay? All it takes is clearing up some mental cobwebs, which I'm going to help you do right now by sharing some facts. Fact the first. You were born confident. And you were born to be confident. The universe would not have thunderbolted your ass here with such a huge purpose if you weren't meant to carry it out. And in order to carry it out, you need to be tapped into your most confident, self-trusting version of you. Again, that has never, ever, ever, ever left you. Confidence and self-trust are the tools that you were meant to use to carry out that purpose. Fact the second, you were born to live a joyful life and help other people along the way. Other people are seeking your gifts and talents. They are grateful for your gifts and talents. They are grateful to pay you for your gifts and talents. So you, my friend, can no longer afford to feel insecure or doubt yourself because you've got big, exciting work to do and more of you to share with the world. If you're feeling insecure, with love, you gotta knock that shit off because it's not about you anymore. It's about the people that you're here to help and the sole purpose that you were born onto this planet to make manifest. You were born confident. It never left you. It's right within the confines of your body. We're gonna get you back to it, okay? Fact the third. These are straight up facts, okay? And I want you to repeat them after me. And if any part of your body feels like it wants to move, maybe you want to wiggle your hips, your shoulders, whatever. Maybe you want to straighten your spine a little bit. Move your body as you repeat them after me, either out loud or in your head, okay? It is dumb for me to doubt myself because I'm smart, capable, and wildly worthy. What a shame I ever doubted myself when I'm such a badass human being. You know how I bravely advanced my career, started a business, pushed a child through my vagina? I'm fucking proud of that right now. You know how I was put on this planet to impact other people and live a joyful life? I'm owning that right now. I refuse not to trust myself anymore because refusing to trust myself is bullshit propaganda. I trust myself because that is what's natural. I am what I choose to be, and I choose to be confident. I am a confident as fuck woman. Okay, take some deep breaths, shake your ass a little bit, and when you're ready, open your eyes, face the day as the confident woman you were born to be. Go kick some ass. Go get 'em, Tiger.